Let's check the news with Chantel Grove this morning, our news director. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. Well, St. Anthony Regional Hospital has redesigned the more than 2,000 square foot space across from their gift shop and is welcoming a new service provider to their campus. Radiant Complexions Dermatology with the Iowa Dermatology Clinic will be opening on a limited basis initially 3 days per week on Wednesday, September 25th. They'll expand to full-time hours in November, and from that point, we'll see patients Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Matthew Schemmel, Chief Operating Officer of Radiant Complexions, says there is an expanded need for dermatology services in West Central Iowa, and we want to provide a convenient solution. Carroll is a wonderful community, and we are committed to being a part of that community. Radiant Complexions will offer both medical and cosmetic services. Each of their 12 clinics focuses on medical treatments for skin cancer, moles, rashes, psoriasis, eczema, and other skin conditions. They also have their own dermatopathologist, which allows for the increased collaboration and immediate communication on each patient case. Their cosmetic services include Botox, chemical peels, microdermabrasion, microneedling, and dermal fillers. St. Anthony President and CEO Ed Smith says he and his team are always seeking out ways to provide quality care close to home. We're excited to have RC Dermatology services locally so that our patients can see a dermatologist during regular business hours and return to work or go home without having to travel an hour or more, he says. Three providers will be serving patients at the Carroll Clinic, including Heidi Curtis, who has seen patients at St. Anthony's Specialty Clinic for the past year. A proposed new tax will be on the ballot in Audubon during the November elections. According to City Clerk Joe Foran, the council has approved a resolution bringing a 7% hotel-motel tax to voters. Property owners are often wary when they hear the words new tax, but Foran says there's something important they need to understand about the ballot item.
It's not going to increase their taxes or anything. This is just a tax on individuals that come to a hotel and motel in town here and stay anytime less than 30 days, basically. Those establishments are considered under that tax, so residents that vote here need to realize that it's not going to be anything that really affects them. But it'll benefit them in terms of helping provide things for park and recreation, and then also just in general fun things.
The city of Audubon has only one business that would be subject to this tax, and that is Waspy's on U.S. Highway 71. While it has motel and hotel in the name, Foran says the tax would not significantly impact their bottom line.
We're not charging Waspy's. They're just collecting it from the tourist and passing it on. It's not coming out of Waspy's pocket.
Foran adds, the council generally tries to avoid raising or adding taxes whenever possible. However, several recent projects, such as the Audubon Recreation Center or increased economic development plans, have made the city's budget tighter than usual.
Currently, with the way that city finances are now, that we've got to go and look at other avenues of obtaining tax income. We have the local option sales tax. We have road use. Our general property tax levy is capped at 810, so there's no more you can go after. So you have to be kind of creative on wanting to find different avenues for income.
After much research, Foran says the hotel-motel tax was one of the few options that would increase the city's revenue without negatively impacting residents or businesses. A Jefferson Athletic Equipment company has lost more than $100,000 due to a scam that has plagued other similar companies across the country. According to the Jefferson Police Department, Powerlift contacted law enforcement on Monday to report a business with a Georgia address had ordered $102,990 worth of cardio equipment. That equipment was delivered, but the company believed to have made the order advised they were not aware of ever doing so and never received it. Authorities indicate this appears to be part of a nationwide scam and has impacted several exercise equipment companies. Georgia law enforcement agencies are leading the fraud investigation. And that's a look at your news. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
All right, thanks, Chantel, for the news update. Our news this hour once again being brought to you by JP Flooring, the flooring experts, located Highway 71 North right here in Carroll. You'll be floored. You can find all the local news available anytime you want it at 1380kcim.com, plus the Brinks Exteriors radar. That might be pretty handy out there this morning with all of these rain showers out there. And again, you can also check the latest in sports, funeral announcements, updated throughout the day and free of charge. 1380kcim.com.